This recording was made on the 30th of April 2009 with Mr. Richard Barton, and my name is Michael McCarthy. I'm recording this on behalf of the Tuft Historical Society, and I'd just like to ask you first, Richard, if you're quite happy with the idea of doing this recording and that the recording may become part of a village archive and might be used for research and exhibition purposes.
Yes, certainly.
Okay. Now, Richard, you're a man whose memories go back a long way about work in this area, in the villages around here, Tuft and Hardwick and so on. When you were a younger man hereabouts, what are your main memories about farm work and how different it is from today?
Well, in my, at school days, they were still using horses and carts, and carting manure out onto the land, pulling it out with a hook and spreading it by hand.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a very pleasant job to me. Was that heavy work?
Yes.
You just had a fork, did you?
There was a hook, you pulled it out of the cart into heaps, and then later you had to spread it.
Spread it, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And did you do that work as a young boy yourself when you left school and so on?
Before I left school.
Before you left school,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Where did you actually grow up yourself?
I was born at Lulworth.
Yeah.
I then lived 16 years at Gravely.
Yeah.
44 years at Hardwick.
Yeah.
And I think we've had 10 years here.
10 years in Tuft, yeah. But anyway, you know all the land hereabouts around Tuft and Hardwick and so on. In your younger days, how many men worked on the land around here? For example, on your family farm or the Tibbetts farms, or
my father when he was at the wood was employing three. But in the war years, when labour was scarce, the only labour he had for some time was John and Len Manderson, the twins. On the holidays and when they came home from school, and probably they kept them away from school odd days.
Ah, yes. And did those men have to be jack of all trades, or did they have particular skills that they used? They had to do everything, did they? More
on the big farms, they had the thatcher. When we were at Gravely, Ashcroft's estate, they had the tacks with thatchers, and then there was tractor drive. There was still horsemen. Charlie Sanford was horsekeeper to Mr. Ashcroft.
Right, yeah. So that would have been the same on most farms then. There would have been a man who was maybe a tractor man, and if they still had horses, they'd be horsemen, yeah.
Mr. Claude Tibbett was still working horses when I was a boy.
Really, yeah.
And I can remember them having six at the wood working horses.
Right, yes.
Two teams of three.
Yeah. Now, where we're sitting at the moment is Holbein Farm, isn't
it? Yes.
And this was this the site of the farmhouse originally, or?
I think where Johnny Sparks lived must have been the house, and then there were four big yards. Brian Hill did some work on that wall the other year.
Yes.
And he dug up a flagon and one or two old pieces.
Oh, yeah. So the main centre of the farm would have been just beyond the shop there where John Sparks lives right now, yes?
Yeah. Fiona Sharp, who worked for the Farmers Union on the financial side, she was living in Hobin's Cottage, Eversden.
Ah.
And I think that belonged to Mr. Ken Tibbett.
Right, yes.
And so they were obviously large landowners, like the Downings. I haven't read of it, but...
Now, obviously, the busiest time of the year was the harvest. How did they get hands to work on the harvest? Did they need to employ extra men then during the harvest? Or?
Yeah, I can remember people who did office work coming at nights. And some of the women who were normally doing housework, they'd bring the children out.
Really?
Yeah. Ah. But the sugar beet was... plenty of women used to hoe beet when I was at Gravely, and they used to leave the children on the headlands.
Really?
Get up their own devices if they weren't at school.
Well, we don't normally think of women working on the farms, do we? But were there women working for you in Hardwick, for example?
I was on chivers, picking the currants and all that sort of thing. And they used to do hoeing.
Oh, yes.
Elsie Charter, whose mother kept the bull, she used to work for chivers all the year round.
Oh,
and
right,
one or two other women, but I can't remember who now.
Now, years ago, farmers grew a lot more different crops, didn't they, from what they grow now?
Yes.
What can you remember was grown around these parts?
Well, just the haze. There was trefoil, sandfine, single-cut clover, double-cut clover, wild white clover.
Good heavens.
So I used to help the Deemers, who had the threshing tackles at Caxton.
Yes, yeah. And all these various crops, were they grown as animal feed or...?
They made hay in the, you know, like in the summer.
Yes.
And then autumn, you could cut trefoil for, you could combine it actually. They used to cut it first and dry it, and then it used to go up the canvases.
Okay, yes.
And Sam Farm, we threshed a lot of that out of the stacks when I was with the Deemers.
Yeah.
And then, of course, clover seed, they had a clover rubber, which was a different. A more fine machine was clover seeds, very small.
Right, yes, yeah. So nowadays, when you look around the fields here, you see just really one or two crops, don't you? It's either wheat or rapeseed.
Yes.
Do you think that's a good change or a change for the worse? Or what?
Well, they've got to grow what they can sell, haven't they?
Yeah, so it's the market, isn't
yes.
it? Yes. Yeah, yeah, they grow what they can sell. Now, when a man was employed on a farm years ago, what sort of wages did he get? Was he paid a regular weekly cash wage, or how did that work?
They used to say a man was worth, the old people told me, that they used to say a man was worth a sack of wheat, and sometimes they actually took the sack home on the back and, you know, had it ground for themselves.
For their family,
yes.
Yeah. I suppose that was going back a long, long time. What are your memories of farm wages in your lifetime? What would a man
take
home?
I think I can remember my father paying £3.10 about. And
yeah. When would that have been? In the 1940s?
In the 40s, I suppose.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When we were married, I don't think the basic wage was more than £7.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was fairly basic, wasn't it? Yes.
Mind you, I didn't get that worked out.
And what did you think that there was, how can I put it, did you look upon it as a good job, a good career in farming in those days, or was it a rather precarious?
Well, it was
career?
Rather taken for granted that you
That's
did what,
you what did.
Your people did. I mean, Dr. Jolly's son became a doctor. You sort of follow.
You followed, yeah.
Some of the landlords were born in the pubs that they ran. And
yes.
Of course, they had to work as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm. And did the working men spend their leisure time in the pubs here in the village after they'd spent all day working hard?
Most of them had the old one. Then they used to go up and dig the allotments and everything.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. Now, the allotments are coming back into popularity a bit now, aren't
yes.
they? Yes. So do you remember when the allotments up there at the Toft Drift years ago, do you remember them being cultivated more?
Oh, completely.
Than, yeah?
Albert, remember that?
Yes, of course. Well, Albert's got
his brother one, Dick had one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. And they grew vegetables for their own families up there then?
Yeah, Albert's got Amos Jacklin's, Muriel's father's.
Right, yeah. So these men were working all day and they were tending their own allotments then in the evenings and so on. What time did a farm worker start work in the morning, mostly?
Well, my father could remember 6 till 6, 6 days a week, but they left off at 1 on Saturdays when I, you know, in my time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and they never worked on Sunday, of course.
No, not unless you was a horsekeeper, cowman or an essential.
Yeah, had to milk and so on, yes, yeah. Why do you think livestock has declined so much around this area? There's not so much now, is there? Not so many sheep, not so many cattle around.
Well, I had 50 sales, and in the end, I wasn't breaking even. I was actually subsidised and made of savings.
Really?
And,
so it's an economic matter?
It's a scale. I mean, when I was young, father had some pigs. I mean, Ken Tibbett had some pigs, and Mr. Claude Tibbett had some pigs, and everybody had a few. But then, I mean, I suppose back in the 70s, Richard Rowe and I had 1,500 sows.
Yeah.
And the bigger some people get, the others contract, don't they?
Right, so it's economies of scale and so on, yeah, yeah. So only the big survive, yeah.
Yes.
I think there's still a pig farm. Is Caldecott Pig Farm still going? Or
I don't think so, no. And that was a really big one.
Yes,
yeah. I don't know whether Millard's at Caxton are still in it or not.
Yeah, yeah. So all in all, then, farming has changed a lot, hasn't it?
Yes, a great deal.
Yeah. But you would never, looking back, would you have changed anything, or have you had a good, enjoyed your life, a good...
Yeah, I can't complain.
Oh, you can't complain.
Well, what a bonus now, damn it. Was it the 3 score years and 10?
Yes, yes.
Had a couple of years bonus.
Is that right? So... Which decade did you grow up in? Was it the 1940s?
Yes, really, when I was at school.
That was when you were at school and so on, yes, yes. And Toft itself has changed a lot, as Hardwick has. They've grown, haven't they,
yes.
The two villages. Do you think they're a better place to live in now than they were years ago? Or?
Well, I don't think they're any worse anyway. No worse. At least we've got the electricity and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
When we're at Gravely, I still have to go down the pump on a bike and get the water.
Get the water, yes, yes. Well, that's true, yes, yeah. So we gain a lot and we lose some other things.
Yes.
Well, Richard Barton, thank you so much. Gentleman farmer of this area, now retired and living in his father's own home in Toft, and I'd like to thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Dick.
Thank you for your trouble.